This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, and I am so happy to be with you today. I certainly am. I love spending this time with you Monday through Friday, discussing issues of importance to your life and your faith. We always are happy to hear from you. I encourage you to call in with your questions or your comments, and the number for you to use is toll-free if you are here in North America. That number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're also available for you out there in social media land, so I encourage you to get on out there. Go to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel or Facebook page. The chat feature is there. Put in your question, comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement, and we'll get it retrieved up on the board, and we'll be able to address it. Now, if you're a first-time submitter or a first-time caller, I sure do like to know about that, because I have a bell here. And I always enjoy ringing it like that. You hear that? That's the bell that I ring for your debut right here on Women of Grace Live. So do call in. Let us know if you're a first-timer. You don't have to be a first-timer. I love my repeat callers. Some of you call in regularly. I love my regular callers. I love all of you. Yes, I do. So please do give us a call today. All kinds of exciting things are happening. I am very, very eager. Tomorrow, I have radio with Sue Brinkman, as you well know. What is tomorrow? It is Wednesday. And what is Wednesday? It is Wacky Wednesday. So Sue is going to be with us, and then after that I am going to get on a jet plane, and I'm jetting my way all of the way to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I am going to be getting a car and going from there to Malvern, PA, and having a wonderful time with all of you who are coming for our Women of Grace retreat. Now, I do want to let you know that it's still possible for you to come. It certainly is. And we're going to be giving you those details as we move forward in our program today. And I don't want for you to delay. I know. We're talking about really soon, because tomorrow is Wednesday. Then the next day is Thursday. And that starts our Benedicta Enrichment Seminar with Dr. Donald Wallenfang, who is our academic advisor. And he will be presenting. And the theme for that beautiful enrichment seminar is this: consecrating conflict, finding hope in the struggle. I cannot wait to hear. I have little bits of ideas about what he's going to talk about, because he shared some of that with us in a meeting that we had not long ago. But the fact of the matter is, there's going to be so much that he's going to unpack and explore with us. And so I'm very eager for you. We have just a few seats left. I told you that the other day. There's just a few more that we have, and they're going fast. So I'm encouraging you to join us, you know. And if you've been on the fence, this is the time to get off of the fence. We certainly do want for you to join us. And then on Friday, of course, begins the retreat, and we're very excited about that. And I've got lots to tell you about the retreat, but I'm going to hold on that, because we've got a special guest that is going to be on the air with us to talk with us about the upcoming events, the retreat itself, as well as the Young Women of Grace retreat. And that's my daughter, Thea Parsons. And it's just so much fun to have your daughter on the air with you. I enjoy it. And she's not on all that often, so I love to take advantage of the opportunity when we can. So she's going to be joining us right after the break. She's going to be giving us some insights on it. And, I'm going to be adding to those insights. I have devised something very special here. At least I happen to think it's special, that we're going to be incorporating into our healing service that will be on Saturday evening. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. I think it's something that, it's a little different. It's a little different. And we'll be talking about that in just a little bit. But in the meantime, I want to remind you to call us 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. It's the way that you can be with us there. And Eileen is with us from Long Island. She called in the other day, but she had to hang up. So you know what? Even before we go to that first break, I am going to take Eileen's call. She is joining us via our toll-free number, 833-288-EWTN. Tom Price is there. He's answering the phones today. Be sure to give him a howdy hey. I do believe that Pedro Quiles is collecting and retrieving everything, the questions that you leave for us right there at EWTN's radio, EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Good morning, Eileen.
Hi, Jeanette. I apologize for hanging up, but my PT person came just as you put me on hold.
Well, I quite well understand, Eileen. It's not a problem, but I'm glad that you called back.
Yeah, so I just wanted to let you know, you prayed for me before my knee surgery, which was a week ago Monday, and I did have to spend a couple more days in the hospital than I anticipated, but I am doing well. PT is happy with me. I am thankful it's over with, but if prayers could continue, because, you know, the PT is rough. They gave me 3 new exercises yesterday, and man, I'm feeling them.
Yeah. You know, PT is never a fun thing because, you know, you're working a very tender part of your body that's just gone through surgery or some other kind of procedure. But we all know that that always leads to good things if we're able to do it. So we'll pray for that right now. But I want to give glory and praise to God for the success of the surgery, for the fact that your therapist is very happy with you and is thinking that you're making progress. And so we just thank you, Father God, for the successful surgery that Eileen experienced. We praise you that you were there guiding the hands of the surgeons. We just ask, Father God, now that she would obtain from you, through your generosity, a complete and total healing. Father God, I ask that you would give her the perseverance and the hope and the courage to make her way through the physical exercises that she has to do. We know, Father, that it is painful, but yet we know that when we take that pain and we attach it to the cross of your Son, that there is great good that comes through that conduit, that opening in our own lives of the redemptive life of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so I'm asking, Father, that as Eileen does this, that her prayers would be very efficacious for her eternal salvation, but for the eternal salvation of the whole world, and for any special intention or for any special need that she might have. Father, you say in Scripture, you know, that the combination of prayer and sacrifice is just like a dynamic duo in moving things forward, and you're giving her this opportunity through this time of physical therapy. So let her, Father God, have the generosity of heart to make use of it in the fullest way possible. And for her, for the success, for her therapist, for all of the good that you have yet to do in her and through her, we offer this prayer to you in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. So Eileen, I'm so happy for you. I am so happy that this is in your past and that in your present is this opportunity to offer the discomfort in union with our Lord's cross. And I'm looking forward to a future that just is one where you're, you know, popping around on that leg like there's no tomorrow. Thanks for calling back, sweetheart, and God bless you. You can call us too, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us. Right after the break, my daughter's going to be with us, and but you should call now, and we'll get you up on the board, and we will be able to take your questions as they come in. Also reminding you that you can leave your question or comment for us at the chat feature available at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Also, did you know you can text us? Text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Put in your question or comment. Tell us who you are, where you are, and how you're listening. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Jeanette Williams. I am thoroughly delighted you're with us today, and I'm inviting you to give us a call here. We love to hear from you. Holy Conversation is what we are about here on Women of Grace Live. Toll-free number for you, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us right here. If you're outside of North America, you can't use that toll-free number, but I don't want you to despair because we've got a number for you too. It's country code 1-205-271-2985. That's country code 1-205-271-2985. 1-800-875-1985. Also want to let you know, EWTN Radio's YouTube channel, Facebook page is there. It's there for a reason. Yes, it is. There's a chat feature. We love when you put your question or comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement in that chat feature. We get it retrieved and up on the board. The retriever is Pedro Quiles. The phone screener is Tom Price. And the producer extraordinaire is Vanessa Sanchez. And we're all one big happy group here bringing this program to you today. So give us a call. Anything that you want to talk about today is the topic. But I've got my daughter with me. Thea Parsons is with me. She is there in Fort Lauderdale. She is our director of marketing and our director of events. We all wear multiple hats at Women of Grace. She does a great job. She has been very busy preparing this beautiful event that I've been telling you about that's coming up really soon. 2 days is the Benedicta, beginning on Thursday. The retreat begins on Friday evening, and we've got a Young Women of Grace retreat for girls in middle school through high school happening on Saturday. So good morning, honey. How are you?
Good morning, Mom. I'm doing great. I'm happy to be part of your happy radio group there. I made use of your toll-free number and called in, and here I am with all of you today. And I'm just so excited for this weekend. I cannot wait to be with the ladies. I can't wait to be with you and all of our regional coordinators and all of the women coming for our retreat weekend, Hope for the Journey. It's just going to be so awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait either. You know, and I just want to say something. Sometimes I think, Thea, that, you know, people say, well, you know, you have to be a Women of Grace to come to this retreat. That is not the case at all. Women of Grace is put on for the general public, right? For women, you know, it's a women's event. But for the general public, the general population of women. And we are delighted to have women from all over the place. And we've had them. I mean, we've had women who have come from Panama. We've had a woman that would fly in from Hawaii, New Mexico. You know, we get women from all over. So don't be shy. Come and join us. It's a beautiful event. We've got a wonderful roster of speakers. I've been telling them about it for a little while. But go ahead, Thea. Why don't you add to that conversation about our great speakers that are going to be with us?
Well, you're absolutely right. Firstly, Women of Grace is for everybody. The mission of Women of Grace to affirm women and their authentic femininity includes all women. So we want everybody to come into the fold and enjoy the retreat weekend and enjoy what we have in store for you. Not really us, but what God has in store for you and the grace that he's given us to put it together, to piece it together in the way that he would see fit. And that's what we're always about. We want to, you know, build the kingdom of God. And this is the way what God has entrusted us and doing is putting together these retreats and conferences through Women of Grace for all women all over the world. And like you said, people come from all over the United States and outside of the country as well. And we just have a beautiful time together in the Lord. This weekend in particular, I'm very excited about the schedule. I'm very excited about our speakers. We are going to have profound witnesses that really exemplify living the virtue of hope, putting our trust in the Lord, surrendering ourselves and our situations to what God truly has in mind for us, although we may have no idea what that is. And oftentimes that is the case, right? We don't know what the Lord is up to, but we just surrender ourselves to his will and he provides. That's, you know, a truth that is always held me through in my life. God will never abandon us. He will never abandon us. And therein lies our hope in the Lord. And so we're going to hear a couple of powerful witnesses from Kitty Cleveland and Patricia Sandoval. Witnesses, you know, when things that happen in your life that seem insurmountable, that you cannot get past. How do we do this as a person? How do we do this as a family? How do we overcome this obstacle? And the Lord provides when we put our trust and our hope in him. So we have those witnesses this weekend. In addition to you, Mom, you're going to unpack for us the theological virtue of hope, give us practical application. How do we apply hope in our lives? We have Dr. Donald Wallenfang with us. He's going to take us in a different way, looking, finding hope in the ordinary everyday life. How do we see God in the things that surround us in our everyday life? And how is that showing his, how does that provide hope for us? And of course, Bishop William Walterscheid, who is just a wonderful, wonderful man of God, will be with us sharing about how we look to Our Lady and find hope in our Blessed Mother. So it is a very well-rounded out schedule, beautiful talk, and I know the Lord will have a message there for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, I want to highlight too that Living Praise is going to be with us, the Living Praise worship team, and Susan Potvin is going to be making a presentation too on the importance of prayer and praising God in the midst of life circumstances. And you used a word earlier, honey, that I just want to underscore for everybody, and that's the word how. You know, and then you talked about, you know, I'm going to give a practical application. We'll all be doing that in the context of our own individual talks. But that's something that, you know, when the Lord called me out of the misery of my condition, and I came back to the church, heeding his prompting, one of the things that so kind of caught my attention and that I puzzled over was, well, how do you do these things? How do you live hope? How do you live faith? What does that mean? You know, how do I let go of the past and enter into the moment? How do I get that grace that's there for me? And that is a lot of what we're going to be exploring as well as we come together on this beautiful, beautiful weekend that I know you've worked so hard on. You really have. Tell us a little bit about the Young Women of Grace retreat on Saturday.
So yes, we have a very, very special day planned for our young ladies ages 12 to 17. Cindy Westbrook, who is one of our Young Women of Grace facilitators and one of our regional coordinators, will be facilitating the day with the help of my daughter, Julia Benkovic. So I'm so excited to be bringing Julia. And this is kind of the idea, moms out there. You know, if you can bring your daughter with you for the retreat weekend, we do have a weekend option available for the young girls, but we're focusing on one main day on Saturday, the 26th, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. We have a beautiful day planned for the girls. They'll hear from Johnette. They'll hear from Bishop Walterscheid. They'll hear from Kitty Cleveland. And Cindy will be leading them through the day with the assistance of Julia, talking about virtues and how living a virtuous life can instill hope in us and lead to our ultimate happiness. Mm-hmm. So it's be virtuous, be hopeful, be happy. And there's so much to unpack there. And Cindy is a teacher for more than 40 years, and she knows just how to do that. She's got great activities planned, and instruction and discussion and all kinds of things that we're going to be doing with the girls that day, visiting the missionary image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, who will be with us. And it's such a grace to always have the missionary image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, our patroness, at our event. And not only that, but this is something for everybody attending. This is a special Jubilee year. And at the Malvern Retreat House is the Blessed Carlo Acutis Shrine. And this shrine is a sacred Jubilee site in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia for the clergy and faithful to obtain the Jubilee indulgence. So just by entering into the shrine, you can gain the Jubilee year indulgence. And Cindy will be taking our young ladies down to visit the shrine. Mary B. D'Amico will be doing a presentation for them about Blessed Carlo Acutis, and they will have an opportunity to venerate a first-class relic.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm excited, and I certainly wish I was somewhere between 12 and 17 so that I could attend the Young Girls Day.
I want to attend their day, too. I was planning it with Cindy, and I was like, hey, I want to go to the Young Girls Day, too.
Well, you know, and there are three characteristics of every Women of Grace event, and that is faith, fun, fellowship. Faith, fun, fellowship. And those three apply to the Young Women of Grace retreat as well as applying to the women's retreat. We always have a good time in the Lord. There is no question about that. Yes, and of course, there is that beautiful healing service that is going to take place on Saturday evening. And I was teasing everybody a little bit at the beginning of the program, Thea, because I said I had something special planned. And one of the features of every one of the healing services that we have is the opportunity to adore the Blessed Sacrament during that time, and also to pray a healing rosary. And we've been doing a healing rosary since the inception of our retreat at Malvern, which is near 20 years now, which is totally amazing for me to think. So I put together a special rosary this year for the women, and this special rosary is one that is based on the word power, P-O-W-E-R. And for those of you that have been through the Women of Grace Foundational Study, you know that we explore that word. It's an acronym for prayer, obedience, wisdom, Eucharist, and resurrection, all in relation to the abundant life of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so I've put together a rosary meditation based on those words. So through each of the various mysteries, of course, there's five in a rosary that we pray, and there are five letters in the word power. So we will be looking at prayer, obedience, wisdom, Eucharist, and healing, basically, in this rosary as given to us by a great saint, Saint Catherine of Siena. So what a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Beautiful.
I just finished it up. Actually, this morning I was dotting my I's and crossing my T's. I was going through it and editing it, make sure I didn't have any misspellings, which doesn't matter to anybody because they're not going to see these, but it mattered to me, and making sure that it all developed in the way in which, I thought it should go, but it's all surrendered to the Lord. So I know that God's got great things in mind, and I'm just so happy you were able to be with us at the beginning of the program here. What else do you want them to know?
Well, I just want the ladies to know, and you mentioned faith, fellowship, and fun, and living praise is an integral part in that, you know. One of my favorite ways to praise the Lord is through song, is through music. So we are so looking forward to singing together, swaying together, and entering more deeply into the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass by way of the beautiful music that we'll have present through Living Praise Worship Team. And I just want ladies to know, if you're on the fence and you're undecided and you're not sure and things have finally worked out, go ahead and get registered so that we can make sure that we have a space for you for the retreat, and bring your daughters and their friends. This is a great way to spend a summer day together in the Lord. And I hope that if you're coming early for the Benedicta Enrichment Seminar, you have already made those arrangements too. It's going to be Consecrating Conflict, Finding Hope in the Struggle, led by Dr. Donald Wallenfang. And that is just going to be outstanding. So I'm just really looking forward to greeting all of you, being with you, giving you a hug, and sharing this weekend together, just making time for God in our summer.
Oh, honey, that's beautiful. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you, seeing my granddaughter, seeing all of the women who are coming. And we hope, my dear friend, that you are going to incorporate yourself into this great opportunity. I can tell you one thing. There will be abundant graces dispensed, because we cannot gather in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and go away bereft. There will be spiritual blessings abounding. And I do want to say one other thing, too. If you live in the area, if you're anywhere within driving distance, and quite frankly, tri-state area, you can drive in from Delaware, you can drive in from New Jersey, you can drive in from Maryland, you're not far away from anything. You can drive in from New York, there in Philadelphia, you're close to so many different places. And we would encourage you, it's not too late to make the plan and to bring your daughter, and if you live locally there, certainly you can bring her for the day, even if you're not able to make the adult day, you can bring her for the day. Grab one of her friends. You know how girls are. We like to do things in pairs. Just bring them, because God has great blessings in mind for them. And quite frankly, our young girls are under great attack today. And we have to help them to understand how special they are in the eyes of God, how unrepeatable they are, that there is only one of them for all eternity. And this message resonates so beautifully with the young ladies. So lots of fun coming their way as well. So, well, thank you, sweetheart, for carving out some time to be with us on the air today.
Well, thanks for having me, Mom. And I look forward to being with you and everybody this weekend. God bless you all.
Okay. God bless you. Be safe. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, and this Carlo Acutis Shrine is the only shrine to Carlo Acutis here in the United States. It was the first. It's beautiful, and it's lovely, and the girls will be enriched, and it is the Jubilee year, and there is a plenary indulgence. Now, understand that in addition to having that grace of it being a Jubilee site, that there are other conditions that apply to a plenary indulgence, you know, confession, receiving the Holy Eucharist, and praying for the intentions of the Holy Father, as well as a desire to detach from all sin. Of course, confession helps us to detach from the sin that we bring to the sacrament. But in addition to that, we want to have that firm purpose of amendment. We don't want to be attached to the sins especially the ones that are familiar to us. And that's the intention, right? God gives us the grace. We've got to act on that. So I do want to mention that to you. And the girls, as well as the adult women, will all have the opportunity to go to confession, to receive the Eucharist, obviously, to pray for the intentions of the Holy Father. And so I'm hoping that we'll all take advantage of that opportunity through the course of the weekend there. What a beautiful, beautiful grace that is. Well, Mary Kay is with us. And I think that we only have 1 minute. So Mary Kay, you've been so patient. I am so proud of you. Continue to hold for us through the break, and we're going to come right back to you. And I'm encouraging you to give us a call, 2-833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you could join us right here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love having that holy conversation with you. Don't be shy. Give it a try. Don't delay. Call right away. We want to talk with you today. You can also leave a message for us at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and or Facebook page. We'll get it retrieved up on the board, or text us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. Tell us who you are, where you are, how you're listening, and know that data and message rates may apply. Coming right back. Looking forward to being with you. Stay tuned.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you today. I certainly am. I love spending this time with you Monday through Friday, discussing issues of importance to your life and your faith. Phone lines are wide open for you. We're looking forward to hearing from you. 833-288-EWTN. Toll free for you right here in North America. Again, that's 833-288-3986. Available for you as well at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. We've got chat features at both of those sites. Put your question or comment in there, and do know that we'll get it up on the board and I will be able to address it here on the air. We also invite you to text us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Put in your question or comment, and do tell us who you are, where you are, and how you're listening, and message and data rates may apply if you use that option. We have Mary Kay with us, and Mary Kay is in Annandale, Virginia, listening to us via Guadalupe Radio Network Station, 1160 AM. Good morning, Mary Kay. How are you?
Hi, Johnette. I can't hear you, but the teeniest bit.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know why that is.
Oh, I can hear you better now. Thank you.
Oh, goody. Okay.
Yeah, that healing service sounds really good, and if I can get a cat sitter, I may come from Virginia.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to pray for a cat sitter.
Yeah, well, because I got a kind of a nasty diagnosis yesterday of a pretty serious spinal, I can't remember what you call it, when the spinal cord is compressed. I'm like one rear-end collision away from being a quadriplegic.
Oh, dear heavens.
So I got to make some decisions, you know, about surgery and who and what, and, you know, how to actually manage hope instead of being a worrywart. And because, you know, the time between now and when I have the surgery or whatever we plan to do is kind of fraught, and I could use help, prayer.
Well, yes, indeed. And, you know, I think that the retreat is just exactly up the alley of what it is that you need right now in terms of this diagnosis. And we're, if you don't mind, I'd love to pray with you with regard to that, and also pray that you can get a cat sitter. I'm sorry?
No, I have three cats, so it's not entirely simple.
Well, you know, what? Who knows? We'll pray to St. Gertrude of Nivelles. Did you know that she is the patron saint of cats?
Oh, I didn't know that, because I know Martin DeForest is of pets. So Gertrude, cats, very nice.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to ask her. You know, she's often depicted actually holding a cat in her hand. So so she's a lovely one. We'll get her on this, Mary Kay. We'll get her on this. And so, Father, we do come before you in this moment, and I lift up to you your daughter, Mary Kay. Oh, my goodness, Father God, here she is, and she desires so much to serve you through the gift of her own surrender. And one of the ways in which we surrender, Lord, is knowing that you are the God of all things. And just as surely as she's received this diagnosis, we know that you are the God of what this condition is. And there is nothing that is more powerful than you. There is no one that is more powerful than you. And there is nothing that is impossible for you. And so I'm asking, Father, that through your divine and holy mercy, through your love, Lord God, and the power of the Holy Spirit, that there would be a flood of healing light that would enter into her body, that healing power of the Holy Spirit that would begin to remedy this situation, even now, Father, as we're praying, even now, because we know that you work in the present moment, and we're calling upon that grace in this present moment. Father God, I also know that you work through the hands of others, and that you work through medical science, that you've given us these resources to use, and that it pleases you so much to use secondary instruments. It just brings joy to you to have others engage in the works that you are about. And so if it is, in fact, that even though this healing on a certain level has begun in her, a level known to you, if it is your desire that this be incorporated into the service of others, then I pray that you would anoint the doctors, that you would give them a supernaturalized reality to their skill and to all of the medical training that they've had and to the acumen that they have with regard to how to treat this disease. Father God, I'm also asking that you would protect your daughter. I'm just asking now that you would put a bubble of protection about her, that she would have no falls, no spills, that she would, as she drives, be protected from any kind of calamity, rear end kind of collision, or any other form of automobile situation that could occur that would put her in danger. I'm asking, Father, that she would be just really protected in this bubble, and I'm asking that our Blessed Mother would put her mantle of protection specifically over Mary Kay. Lord, we're also asking that there would be a way for her to join us for this retreat. She's asking for this virtue of hope to be increased within her. And actually, Father, we know that through her baptism, she's already received hope. But oftentimes these theological virtues, they're there, but they remain dormant until we exercise grace to cooperate with them. And so, Father God, she can learn how to do this. She can experience, Lord, a deeper appreciation and understanding of this theological virtue. She can, in a beautiful way, participate in all that will be taking place, especially our healing service. And Father, we have seen amazing things happen in these healing services. We truly have, because you make haste to help us. And so I'm asking that now you would make haste to help your daughter, Mary Kay, to join us. And I'm praying, Father God, through the intercession of your beautiful, beautiful saint, St. Gertrude of Nivelles, I'm asking that there would be someone who would be able to take care of her three cats, this trinity of cats. I'm asking that there would be somebody who would graciously accept the responsibility, and that this would not hold her back. We don't want anything to hold her back, Lord. And so it is that with great confidence and joy in our hearts, we offer this prayer to you. In the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with a maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. So we're going to, I say Gertrude is on it. So hopefully she will be able to find someone, and somebody will be very, very willing to take care of Cass. They're pretty independent, though, to some extent, aren't they, Mary Kay?
They are. It's just I've peopled them, so they're really used to having a person around, and it's important uh-huh. to them. So and we had to move because a car ran into my house last November, and we were in rental houses and all kinds of disruption. So I disrupting them is something I don't do lightly.
Yes, I appreciate that. Well, we're going to pray for just the right person. And St. Gertrude is on it. And let's just keep our eyes peeled for who that might be.
Okay. Yeah, well, I've got a couple of really good candidates. So we'll see if they respond quickly okay. enough for me to get on the list. So,
okay, I've got so two thumbs up. I'm joining you in prayer on that one.
Well, thank you very much for your prayer. That meant a lot to me.
Oh, you're so welcome, dear. And I hope that you get to be with us and have the opportunity to participate in everything that's going to go on, especially that healing service. Thanks for your call today, Mary Kay. And you can call us too, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live. And we're looking forward to hearing from you that way. Or, you know, by leaving a note for us right there in the chat feature at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. So I'm sitting here with these various meditations for this beautiful rosary that we've put together here. And, I've so enjoyed being with St. Catherine of Siena as I have worked through this. And, you know, I'm blessed to have a first class relic of her, and I'm planning on bringing this first class relic with me. And she will intercede for us as we're praying this healing rosary. But there is a beautiful, beautiful part of this in that last fifth mystery that we'll be looking at, resurrection made new for the abundant life. And this is something that is, it amazed me when I came across this quote. And see how it strikes you. And we were talking about the young girls, and we were talking about, you know, the fact that they're under such attack today. And quite frankly, woman as a whole is under attack in our culture today. And there is so much pressure that comes at us from every side of the marketplace of ideas. And we forget sometimes of how much God truly loves us. And part of this beautiful reflection that will go on through the course of that fifth holy mystery of grace is on that. And when I came across this one quote, it absolutely, you know, it astonished me. So when we're praying that fourth Hail Mary, we're going to be praying this. And you'll see how these fit together. God is a master architect who knows what we need, and he wants nothing else but that we be made holy. Whatever he gives and permits is for our good, either to cleanse us from our sins or for our growth in perfection and grace. And then the fifth Hail Mary in that last decade is this meditation. What is it you want to change? Your hair? Your face, your body. Why? For God is in love with all those things, and he might weep when they are gone. Isn't that incredible? I mean, this is coming from, you know, a saint that lived in the 1200s. You know, and how applicable is that today? When I came across that quote, I mean, I got goosebumps. And it was really as if, you know, the saint was appealing to women in that moment, in my heart, you know? It was really quite something, you know? Especially in light of what our young ladies are facing. You know, what social media has impressed upon them. It's all about picturing, you know? It's all about image. It's not at all about who they are interiorly. And so they try to change everything to meet a standard that is coming from the world and certainly not from God. And especially, look at that, your hair, your face, your body. you know, we've lived now for, I have to say, decades in this cult of the body, where we pay so much attention to the body and nothing to the soul, or very little to the soul. And now today, we look at the business that's going on with transgenderism. You want to change your body? I mean, this is a saint. It's almost as if those words were in anticipation of this moment in time in which we're living, you know? And so, you know, when we pray these, you know, the healing rosary, all of this is at work. You know, it's like God is reaching down from the heavenlies and through the words of this holy saint is going to, you know, bring things into the light that we might surrender them to him in the moment and receive exactly what it is that we need to receive. So, you know, this God cannot be outdone in generosity. I mean, this is how healing works, you know. This is how healing works. So, obviously I'm excited about what God is going to do. I've got a holy zeal that's welling up inside of me even as I'm speaking to you. I've got a sense of you know, what it is that he's going to be about. And I just don't want you to miss out on it. And, oftentimes, you know, we let other things interfere. You know, we don't go for the best thing possible because there's something else that's there. We refuse to receive the better portion. And it's not because God isn't offering us the better portion. It's because we're allowing ourselves to evaluate other things as more important to the better portion that God wants us to receive. And then on the back end, we complain, you know? I don't want that to happen for you. I don't. I want for you to receive every spiritual blessing in the heavens that God has in mind for you to receive. Don't let anything stand in your way. You know, the evil one is always going to present an obstacle. He's always going to present a hurdle. You know, I tell people this, and then we're going to go to Joanne in New Jersey, and you can call us too, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Whenever there is a blessing that God wants for us to receive, this is, you can write this down and take this to the bank. Whenever there is a blessing he wants for us to receive, there is resistance on the front end and retaliation on the back end. What do I mean? I mean that the evil one is going to kick up his heels on the front end. He's going to present obstacles. He's going to present conflicts. He's going to present hurdles. He's going to get into your head with, you know, inciting doubt, inciting, you know, incredulity, inciting everything that needs to be taken care of in the house. You know, he's going to do that. Because he wants for you to not receive the grace that God wants you to receive, because every grace that we receive is transforming. And every grace that we receive frees us from the misery of our condition and gains us access to the joy and the peace and the hope and the love that God wants us to know. So he doesn't want us to know that, the evil one. He does not want us to know that. So he kicks up his hoofs on the front end. Then on the back end, we receive the grace, right? We receive the grace because we don't let him delay us. And then on the back end, what does he do? Well, he also puts up the same kind of resistance, only in retaliation, meaning that, you know, sometimes we go home and we get a flat tire. Or sometimes, you know, we go home and we find that the house really didn't suddenly clean itself. We've got to get it taken care of, you know. I mean, just little things like that. Just little needling. He does little needling things, right? But how do you approach that? Well, this is how you approach it. You know, you approach it with the knowledge that, wow, this is such a good sign. This is such a good sign because this confirms the blessing that I received, because he's not happy. We don't want him to be happy. So all of that being said, there's these little, oh, golly gee, these little things that happen in the natural that really the evil one will use, right? He'll use these things to try to dissuade us or to discourage us, dissuade us on the front end and discourage us on the back end. But you're not going to let that happen. You're not going to let that happen because you know better. You know what God is about, right? So have faith, have hope, have confidence, have joy. Let's go to Joanne. She is in New Jersey today, and we're happy that she's listening to us via Domestic Church Media. Good morning, Joanne.
Yes, good morning. Oh, my gosh, what a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm so happy you called.
I'm a first-time caller as well.
Can I ring my bell before you go on?
Oh, I would love to have the bell rung for me. Thank you.
There you are, Joanne. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much. Again, it's a pleasure to speak to you. I've been struggling on and off with anxiety for years. I did take medication years ago, and I've been seeing a counselor and felt like I was making progress, and I've had issues with insomnia and a bunch of other things lately, and I think I need to go back on medication. And what's so difficult for me, and I'm going to cry when I say this, is I feel like I'm failing in God's eyes. I feel like I say all these Bible verses in my head about putting my trust in God, and yet I don't do it. And I feel like if I had the relationship with God that I aspire to obtain, that I wouldn't need the medicine. And so I just wanted to ask you how to better deal with those feelings.
Yeah. Well, you know, Joanne, I'm going to tell you one thing, you know, and you know more about anxiety than I know about it, but from a personal experience, I went through a very anxious time after I graduated university, and I was riddled with panic attacks, and they were irrational panic attacks, and it was a very, very difficult time. I came through that time through the grace of God. I came through that time. But the evil one is always going to work on situations and circumstances like that. And one of the ways in which he works, and one of the ways in which he continues to tie us to the malady, is that he will incite into our mind the thoughts that he's been inciting into your mind, that in some way you're not pleasing to God, in some way you're failing God, in some way you're not living out that which you say you believe. In some way you're repeating these Bible verses, but you're doing it ineffectively because there's no efficacy on the back end of them. That all comes from the pit of hell. And the more he, you know, it has access to stirring that up, and the more that we invest any kind of belief in that, to that extent does he keep us locked into the malady. So it becomes a vicious cycle, and that's what he wants to do. Now, that being said, it's also important to know that, you know, anxiety oftentimes has a biochemical reason for it existing, you know, and it can lead to other kinds of manifestations of it, like obsessive compulsive disorder and things like this. So if medication is necessary, that's not a failure. If medication is necessary, it's not a failure. As a matter of fact, it's being a good steward. And as a matter of fact, as we were praying a moment ago with Mary Kay and her diagnosis, you know, God uses the medical industry, and he uses that which is provided to us to help us through. Now, here's the thing. The other part of this is that trust in God is absolutely essential. And I have a little acronym for trust, and I'm going to share it with you. It's True Resolve Under Severe Testing. True Resolve Under Severe Testing, T-R-U-S-T. And that's the kind of trust that has legs and moves us forward. So when, you know, these thoughts begin to prevail upon you and you begin to spiral down, you do what you've continued to do in the past, and that is to proclaim, "My trust is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth." You know, fear is useless. What is needed is trust. I trust in you, Lord. I place my trust in you. And then walk in that trust. Begin to move in the opposite direction of the anxiety and fear. And it's not easy. It's not easy because now you're beginning a new pattern of behavior. But Joanne, if you can come, you're in New Jersey, Domestic Church Media, you know, if you're in their listening audience, you're not far from Malvern. If you're not planning to come to Malvern, come to Malvern. Come. be with us. Join us. You are going to discover some great tools to help you through. And you're going to be among a group of women whose hearts are open and receptive to a friendship, to participation, to being instruments in the life of God that He wants for us to know. So I invite you to come. I'd love to spend more time with you, but we're at the end of the program here. But it's been great talking with you, and I want you to know I'm going to be praying for you today. I'll take you to Mass with me. All right, everybody, it's been great being with you. God bless you now. Bye-bye.